Reformed Church.
Forgiveness is actually, if you've heard in the Bible the term to blot out your sins, that really means to smear, to erase. And it's used in conjunction with the Lord not remembering our sins anymore. Essentially, even in Isaiah, he says, I am the Lord that blots your sins out, that and doesn't remember your sins anymore. I'm paraphrasing there just for lack of remembrance there. But the word blotting out and remembrance is used, they're used in conjunction with one another. And the way that the Lord doesn't quote-unquote remember our sins anymore is because there are records of various things in heaven, and one of the records that are kept, I believe it's accurate to say that there are records of everything that happens on the earth in heaven, and one of those things, therefore, that were recorded in heaven is everyone's sins. Anything that anyone does, I believe, I would assume is recorded. In particular, also people's sins. And they're in books before the Lord in heaven. And through Jesus, this is not applicable to everybody, but only when you believe in Jesus, that the Lord actually blots out the record of your sins from before him. And there's actually not even a record of you having ever done anything wrong. There are records of the things the Holy Spirit does through you in heaven. There are records of you having believed the Lord. There are records, he can see all that, but he can't see any record of you having ever done anything wrong. That is a powerful truth. That will kick your butt in a good way if you really meditate on that. That's something that, man, that will affect how you relate to God. That will affect how you minister to other people. When you know there is no sin holding anything back, God is not dealing with you, treating you as if you have ever sinned in your life. That is so important. That there's actually no record. And there's things I could talk about what it potentially means for the Lord to not remember your sins anymore. At the very least, it means that there's no record that he sees in front of him of you having sinned. And I do know, though, that the Lord sees everything that we do. His eyes are always on us. His eyes are always on the righteous. And I also know that the Lord corrects us. He corrects our thinking. If we're doing something wrong, he'll correct our thinking to try to get that particular even action or whatever it is straight in our mind. The Lord just corrected me on something the other day, and it really, really blessed me. It was something that really helped me. So I know that he sees what I do. He sees what I think. But I believe that I know at the very least that the Lord is not aware that those things are sins against him. He puts it out of his mind that thing, I believe that God still knows what right and wrong is, and I believe that he still sees what we do and everything, but he's not even aware that those things are even sins against him. Because sin in general is not a sin just because it's just wrong in general. It's a sin because it's a sin against the nature of God. God is the one who establishes what is good because he is love. He is goodness. He is grace. And when people do things wrong, it's only wrong because it contradicts him. So even when David sinned with Bathsheba, David had wronged a lot of people, but then he told the Lord in Psalms, he says, against you and you alone, Lord, have I sinned. Meaning he understood that the evil that he did was a contradiction to the Lord, but the Lord does not even remember that what you do is a contradiction to him, that it's a sin against him. And that's at the very least, you know, I'm only saying that much for lack of knowledge. That's at the very least what it means. There's no record in heaven of you having ever done anything wrong. And what does that not do to your praying to the Lord? When you talk to the Lord, what does that not do to your prayer when you say, you're not even thinking about that I've ever sinned against you, you're not offended at anything I've ever done. If I didn't read my Bible, if I forgot to meditate on you, the Lord is not counting that against you, and is also more than that, he's treating you as a person that has never sinned before. That is huge. That is huge. And you need... That is already true, but I don't believe that most of us, including even myself, that I don't believe that most of us take advantage of that or walk like that is true a lot of times in our life. We don't walk with the confidence of someone that is being treated by God that like someone who's never sinned before. And there's another aspect to righteousness. You've also been cleansed, but that is one aspect of righteousness that we've been forgiven, and that's a really powerful thing. Even today when you're ministering, what does that not do when you're praying for the sick? And you lay your hands and you say, God, you're flowing through me like I've never sinned in my life. That's big. That's really, really big. That gives you confidence. And I'm going to end with one more thing. Carnally speaking, if that's okay, if I just have just one more minute. Carnally speaking, people are confident when they feel that they are proficient in something, when they feel that they don't mess up a lot. Like if someone's naturally a good speaker, they also become a confident speaker. When they feel that they're good at it, they approach it confidently, which even boosts how well they speak, because now they're not stuttering or stammering over their words because they're confident, I can do this. And it gives them a confidence when they know that it's seldom they do something wrong in this particular area. When you believe you do things wrong in a particular area, you're not proficient in an area, you lack confidence there, which actually makes you worse in your performance in that area. But what is it like to know, one, that you're cleansed inside, so you have all the ability of God inside, but also that God is working through you as someone that has never sinned before? That does something to your confidence. You don't anymore have an argument with someone or say something you shouldn't have said or think something you shouldn't have thought and then pray for somebody and start thinking about that and wondering, like, you know, how could I? I'm a hypocrite. You don't have those thoughts anymore. You don't. It just eradicates it when you know God's working through me like I've never sinned in my life. And it's because of the blood of Jesus, not because of the good things I've done. It's because of the good thing that Jesus did at the cross. It's paid for, and it's just. Forgiveness is not unjust. God is not sacrificing justice to forgive your sins. He's actually acknowledging justice to forgive your sins. And 1 John 1:9 says that when he forgave and cleansed us of all unrighteousness, he was faithful and just to do so. God would actually be unjust to not forgive the sins of those that believe in Jesus because Jesus already paid for them. So anyway, I just want to leave you with that, because when people don't do things wrong in an area, it makes them real confident. They just go forward. They don't even think about it. They just talk. They don't even think about it. They don't worry about it. And when you know God is treating you like someone who's never done anything wrong, you're going to just go forward and just smack your hand on somebody and say, in Jesus' name, be healed. And you're not even thinking about whether you thought a wrong thought before. You're not even thinking about, you know, whether you said something wrong, because it's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's not about you. And it was never about you. It was never about you, what you could do, what you did or did not do wrong. When you do something wrong and you lack confidence, you're forgetting that even when you were so-called doing things right in your own eyes, especially before you even knew the Lord, you didn't have any reason for confidence then either. Because none of us have reason for confidence except through Jesus. And you say, this is about Jesus. This is about what Jesus did in forgiving my sin, not my ability to not sin anymore. This is about the Lord. And it gives you confidence when you know God's working through you like someone that's never even sinned. God talks to you, and he's talking to you as someone that's never sinned before. That is powerful, powerful stuff with forgiveness of sins. It's super important for us to remember. So even today, when you're going about doing whatever you need to do, you know what? Someone comes in and they're limping, you pray for them. Pray for their leg. Pray for whatever they need. And do it, but do it like someone that's never sinned in their life. Thank you, Jesus, for becoming sin, that I might become the righteousness of God in you. Thank you, Jesus. Righteousness is the qualification. It's like you were plugged up with sin before, and righteousness just opened the way up. And now it's just like a clear avenue for the power of God to move through you now. No sin separating you from the power of God, and no sin blocking anything. Just qualification. Just straight up qualification. The power of God just, if you'll believe that, just goes through you. Just like a river. It will heal things, and will minister to other people. You can encourage other people like someone that's never sinned before. You're not a hypocrite for thinking that way, because you really are righteous. You'd actually be hypocritical to think that you're not righteous. That would be hypocritical, because you really are the righteous of God in Jesus. It's a truth. We're just catching up to the truth, right? So minister today and speak to people today like you're the righteousness of God, and the power of God will just flow through you in a way that it hasn't before. But you got to know it.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.